Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as we continue on in a few thoughts that I've been sharing from the book of Ezra. We want to talk about the importance of obedience. God prospered their endeavor. When Cyrus, the king of Persia, came into power, he released those who wished to go to Jerusalem to build the temple to go. And though they had opposition from the adversaries round about them, a letter was even sent to cause concern and problem. They had hoped the adversaries did. But nonetheless, God was with them. They laid the foundation. They built the temple. And God is building a temple today. We know that from the Word of God. Not a building, but a spiritual tabernacle. A temple that's not made with hands, consisting of the body of Christ and Jesus Christ. He is Lord, Savior, and He is head of the body. In other words, just like our head, which contains our brain, our mental functions, our body takes orders, if you will, from the brain, and much of it is on an autonomic category. In other words, it's not even conscious. And of course, there are conscious actions and things that we do. But God is wanting us to realize that every one of us, He is giving opportunities for us to be that city set upon a hill, to be the salt that brings flavor and preservation, if you will, just as it does to natural food, so do the saints. The church of the Lord Jesus Christ is meant to be salt and light in the earth. In 1 Samuel, the 15th chapter, verses 22 and 23, Samuel said, he was addressing Saul, the first king of Israel, "Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion," in verse 23, he says, "is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry." God rebukes Saul with these words and finishes verse 23 by saying, "Because thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, he hath also rejected thee from being king." Now, did Saul entirely lose out? I mean, I believe when he sought the the witch of Endor, he said, the prophet Samuel was come up and he said, "This day you're going to be with me." And so he did lose that position of favor with the Lord because he had disobeyed God explicitly twice. And so what is God wanting from His people today? Even though we are chosen of God, just as Saul, he was chosen, he was anointed to be the king of Israel. He lost out on the fullness of what he could have accomplished for God because he did not take the full responsibility of the vision. And that's what God is wanting us to do. God has given us a responsibility, each in our own lives. It's unique, it's specific for our talents, for our abilities, our age, our strength. He knows all of that. But He's called every one of us to be soul winners in an outreach for Him, if you will. And if we fail in our responsibility, then the building of the tabernacle is incomplete. Let none be as Saul was when he was king. Let us rather be like David, his successor, when he said in Psalm 40:8, "I delight to do thy will, O my God. Yea, thy law is within my heart." Praise God. And as we understand what God is asking of His church in this hour, however long we have before the return of the Lord, God doesn't want us to keep this wonderful revelation of His Word to ourselves. God doesn't want us to treat His commands so lightly. Many do, even though they may not have intended to do so. Again, quoting David, he said, "I have not hidden thy righteousness within my heart." Listen to what he said. "I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation." That's Psalm 40 and 10. But isn't that what God has raised the body of Christ up to do, each in our own individual way, by our witness, by testimony, through ministries God is raising up, through radio, through television, through the printed page? Beloved, God is faithful to His promises. God has been so gracious to unveil Christ Ministries. We've been on daily radio continuously since 1965. And the purpose is to declare the Lord Jesus Christ, His glorious salvation, His great salvation to all mankind. All of us have been given the commission. That's why it's called the Great Commission. Micah said, "With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before Him with burnt offerings, with calves of a year old? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams or with 10,000s of rivers of oil?" You see, under the old covenant, the Lord gave very, very specific commands and instructions to the priesthood, to the people of God, on how they were to worship Him. And because they were in a sinful state, that's why sacrifices were offered. They had many types of sacrifices: the burnt offering, the fellowship offering. The burnt offering, of course, is symbolic of offering all of ourselves, all that we are, in obedience to the Lord. Jesus said, I think I've shared this week, that if any man love father, mother, brother, sister, mother more than me, they're not worthy of me. Sounds on the surface an extreme statement, but he was making a comparison how important it is to, above all relationships, be obedient and please the Lord. And if we do that, then the Word also tells us He makes even our enemies to be at peace with us. So, beloved, the simple message today is God is wanting obedience from every one of us in whatever way, however that looks. God said that every way of a man is right in his own eyes in Proverbs 21 and 2. But the rest of that sentence says, "But the Lord weigheth the hearts." He knows our motivation. He knows the things that would hold us back. He knows the addictions, the things that hold us bound. He doesn't want us bound with anything, but only to be bound with chains and cords of love to our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. God spoke through the prophet Jeremiah and said, "I spoke not to your fathers, nor commanded them in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt concerning burnt offerings or sacrifices, but this thing commanded I them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and ye shall be my people." That's Jeremiah 7, verses 22 and 23. And he's saying, he's God, he changes not. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And God is asking the same thing of us today. What is it that God is asking of you? And if we will obey whatever He speaks to our heart, whatever He shows us, whatever it is, for whatever season in our life, what you would do to serve the Lord in your 20s, when you're in your 70s, you may not be required to do the same thing. thing. He's a tender-hearted God and merciful. He knows the circumstances and situations of your life. But what he's looking for is the love of your heart and heart obedience for what he would place on your heart for whatever season of life that you are in. Remember, obedience is rewarded by prosperity. It's rewarded by long life. It's rewarded by victory over our enemies. It's rewarded by triumph over adversities, the things we go through. It is fellowship. It is divine favor with Christ. And when we complete our lives in obedience to the Lord, we have then the promise of eternal life to be forever with our Lord and the saints of God. Let's close the broadcast in prayer. Father, we thank you that your commands are not grievous. Lord, you have simply asked that we would obey you, that we would love you with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our strength, and our neighbor as ourselves. Jesus said he made it simple, Lord. This was these two commandments, loving God, loving our neighbor, all the law and the prophets are hanging. They're fulfilled if we will do this. And so, Father, we ask that you would grant that to us. And, Lord, speak to every individual. There are those who are not sure or are trying to decide or waiting on you for what you would have them accomplish, what you would have them go forth and go forward in their lives. And so, Father, we release wisdom and revelation by the power of the Holy Spirit and strength and all that they would need to do what you would ask them to do. You will even make a way where there seems to be no way. I think you delight, Lord, the things that are impossible to man, they're possible with you. And show your glory, show your power, show your strength, Lord, in behalf of your people. Father, we ask all of this in that glorious name above every name, the name of Jesus Christ. Praise God. Well, it's been a blessing to share the word of the Lord. Simple truths, but many times through familiarity, we're not fulfilling them as we should. I will continue to pray for you every day, my UCM partners, my radio family, and I invite you to write. The announcer will share our mailing address, or you can email, and I will personally take your request to the Lord in prayer. God's answering prayer in a mighty way. Many testimonies coming in. I love you. I bless you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's richest blessings forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.